TW4JET Mobile.
Matthew, KO4HKX. Can't stay long, but I want to say hello.
Say the hello. How you doing tonight? I'm on my way home, actually.
Me home, too. I'm making the slow crawl up 25 grade here during the construction zone. So I'm almost to the top, and I'll be at the state line and lose the repeater.
That these folks in South Carolina think they're accomplishing on that road up there. I mean, every time I go up there, it's a mess. So, you seen any improvement?
So they're digging up the barrier between the lanes, and hopefully they're going to put a new one in. But it doesn't look much like it. If they are, they're doing something different because they're filling in the ditch they dug to dig it out. So just trying to wait and see and kind of hang around and go through it of an evening and find out.
Well, I don't have to do it every day like you. I do feel for you, but every time I go by there, it's like, what are they doing? It's just a mess.
Hopefully they're going to fix some of it and replace the bridges down here at the bottom, because those things, I don't know how they're still standing.
Oh, well, yeah, there are some old ones. I know they do have a problem in this state with that, too. They can't, of course, they can't get them repaired fast enough either. So all these roads remain closed for so long, it's crazy.
I'm driving up down the mountain here. I have seen major holes come through in that bridge all the way through. One of them was, I don't know, it had to be like a 4x5 hole that was, you could see the road underneath you.
You wouldn't want to be underneath that when I came out, but okay, be careful, my man.
Stay in the other lane. I don't get on that hole even today, but it's nerve-wracking when you go across it.
It is. I bet it is. So did you have a good day, at least?
Awesome day. I hope you had a good return home flight.
Yeah, I went to work for 3 days, and I didn't do a whole lot of flying. I did a couple trips, a couple round trips, but a lot of cancellations through the south and the southeast, as you know. Some crazy amounts of snow in places that just don't see that kind of snow. So, you know, so much for climate change, right?
That, and I'm crossing the state line, so I'm going to leave it there. And as far as climate change, I think it's more the Earth goes through cycles. So, but good to hear you, Matthew, and glad you're home safe. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. Step 3.
Thank you. Drive carefully and enjoy your evening, and we'll catch up with you later. WW4JET will be clear, too.
Have a good evening. Hello, Matthew. N4ZLK.
Double out there. Hey, Shane, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Trouble. That's what I want to know.
Right there.
Be married.
Yeah, the things we learn.
Back home. I'm glad you made it safely.
You and try to do the same. Maybe with a little more success next week. But good to be home, actually. And I'm actually home earlier than I was supposed to be, too. So that's all good.
Away from your actual destination.
Wade Hampton, so I got a little ways to go yet.
Were you gone when the snow hit, or were you here, or the little storm we had?
I left that morning. I left, I guess, Tuesday, and I landed in Atlanta. I was like, oh, my gosh, look at this snow. It's going to, you know, it's going to go downhill here fast, and it sure as heck did, because, you know, Delta's, you know, they can put a lot of volume in and out of the airport, if, you know, if there's no real good snow removal, and, of course, the de-icing capacity is limited because they just don't need it as often down there, although they might start investing in more of it down there. But that being said, you know, things get pretty slow, and then you result in a lot of cancellations. So it was a tough day or two. Actually, it was a tough few days for some worst parts in the, you know, the southeast. New Orleans, 10 inches of snow. What the heck, you know? Tallahassee, 8 or 9 inches of snow. That's just crazy stuff.
While since that's happened, I was working that night, and over here on near Donaldson Center on 25, roads are nice and slippery. Cars were going off in the, you know, the side of the road, and then when I left work, about the time I got to downtown Greenville, headed our, you know, out our way, the roads dried up. There was nothing. So we didn't, I'm sure you knew, you probably heard from family, but we didn't have anything out at our place.
This thing tracked a little south, and a lot of dry air up here too, which helped keep us from doing much of anything. So between the two, it's funny that they got more south of here, far south of here than we see here. That's just crazy, isn't it?
You know, like that last snowstorm we had, it came up from Atlanta, you know, people north of us, Kentucky. Well, they may have gotten some, but, you know, far north of us. That happens pretty regularly. We'll get a storm that goes underneath them, but it's rare for a snowstorm to go underneath us.
It is, and that was kind of interesting to watch, you know, and see how it can happen, and it did, obviously. So, looks like the auto auction is pretty busy tonight. I don't know. I've never been in that place. Have you been in that Whitney's at all?
Going to repeat that question. I'm in a low spot here on 85 going under Augusta Road.
You're still making the repeater. Well, if you hear me, that Whitney's auto auction's pretty rocking pretty good tonight. I just wonder if you've ever been in there.
But where you were actually asking if I'd been in. I didn't catch the name. I'm sorry.
It's not a big deal. I was just passing that Whitney's auto auction, and I actually saw him there tonight, and it looked like it was pretty busy.
Oh, I actually have not. Is that there on Poinsett Highway? I'm trying to think of where that is. No, you're in Greer, right? That's up Greer area.
Locust Hill, just across from the Ingles. You know, before you go into the busy area of Greer.
Gotcha. Now, I've seen it. No, I've never been there. I rarely go out that way except occasionally going to the airport. You know, that's about all I do. I've mechanics worked on my truck out there in Greer, but don't spend a lot of time in Greer in that area. So, no, I have never been.
So I guess you're heading home now, too, I hope.
Headed out to get one more trailer. Had a new customer that they dumped on me, another trailer swap, but it's probably going to have to go on somebody else, or they're going to have to do something else to help me out, because the customer I'm headed to, they want to leave at 7, and it's after 7. I'm not there yet.
All right. Well, I guess you're working a little later tonight, but okay. Well, everything else going good? How was your week? All right?
Work's been good, been busy. Of course, you know, we didn't get no volume came up from Atlanta or Columbia on Wednesday morning, and we didn't send anything out Tuesday night that direction. So we got hammered this morning. A lot of the drivers, the package car drivers are still out. So a lot of us are working late tonight.
Amazing how one good storm can really change the flow of things for a few days, that's for sure. There was a awful lot of red on the board down there in Atlanta between delays and cancellations the last few days.
I don't know what the snow was like down there, but up here it was very fine, dry, powdery snow. But once it was driven on by several vehicles, it got slicker. It turned into more ice than anything, but it was a real thin layer. But boy, it sure caused a lot of problems for some people.
WW4GET and 4ZLK. Yep. It does. It does. Take my word for it from being up north so long. It doesn't take a whole lot. It was amazing. I landed in Atlanta and it was completely snow covered down there. It just can't start. It just broke loose like an hour before I got down there that morning, and it was a pretty slow go of it. I ended up not doing anything else the rest of the day, off to the hotel. And that proceeded to happen the next day, too. I lost a round trip the next day and lost a round trip today. So it wasn't a busy week for me.
You there in Atlanta the 3 days?
flights. But yes, I ended up overnighting in Atlanta, both nights actually, which is kind of more of a headache than it's worth because it's, you know, it's a lot harder to get in and out of that airport than a lot of this, you know, outstations that we go to, right? So I'd much rather actually be at my normal overnight locations, truthfully.
Okay. Yeah, that airport is, that's like a high speed all the way to the gate, isn't it? There's no easy way in and out other than going on interstate.
You know, I don't know if you drove past it much. I think your stop was before it on the north side of town, I guess, when you were going down there. But yeah, it's a zoo. It's a zoo, it's, you know, even just it's just difficult to get to the local hotels too. You know, I mean, so it's not a fun place to have to overnight. That's for sure.
I'd stop north of Atlanta. And then I go west over to the Fulton County Airport. We've got a big place right there beside that airport. But I have flown out of Atlanta. We've driven down there and flown out. I've picked up people from there, picked up relatives coming from England. And, yeah, there's no easy way in or out. And I can imagine trying to find a hotel. I'm sure they're around, but you don't even see any when you're there at the airport. It's so massive.
It's true. They're out there. There's plenty of them around, but it's, yeah, you have to drive out to them, and that shuttle process is what, you know, that's the worst part of my job, honestly, Shane, is the hotel shuttle. A lot of the outstations will have, like, car services, which is nice. That's not terrible, but the hotel shuttles are not fun.
Your lifestyle, I'm sure, and I know you've been doing it a while, but anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from my next place, and you'll probably be home by the time I get them taken care of and pulled out. I'm glad you're home. Hope you have a good evening. Say hello to the family, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. WW4JET and 4ZLK 73, Matthew.
Go out there tonight and get home when you can, as early as you can. Good talking to you as well. We'll talk to you soon. And 4ZLK 73, 4JET, it's clear.